This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Tessender Low Curley. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agriculture technology is always striving to make improvements to equipment that can enhance a farmer's ability to optimize performance. AeroTube is the latest piece of ag technology from Precision Planting and was on display at the PTX booth at this year's Commodity Classic in San Antonio. We will hear more with Caleb Stuber of PTX next.
Tessender Low Curley Manager of Agronomy Zach Ogles tells us what their products Thiosol and KTS can do for Iowa farmers.
So over the course of several years, we've done field trials evaluating the level of nitrification inhibition, as well as the yield bump that we see from that sulfur nutrition. We've seen between 8 and 10 bushels per acre of yield increase as a combination of the sulfur nutrition and protecting that nitrogen and getting the most value out of that.
Ask your local retailer about Thiosol and KTS.
Caleb Stuber of PTX tells the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network that AeroTube is designed to orient corn seeds tip down to improve even emergence and leaf alignment.
We've spent a lot of time in the last few years looking at emergence in corn and plants in general, and we know emergence is costing farmers the most, especially with planter mistakes. And we've invested a lot of time and effort into products like Delta Force or Furrow Force Reveal to try to eliminate as much late emergers as possible. But we've always known there's been more improvement as well to come. And so we're really excited to talk about AeroTube and kind of that next step in plant emergence.
Stuber says the AeroTube seed delivery system places seeds tip down and aligned with the furrow.
We're basically taking a kernel of corn and we are attempting to plant every single one tip down into the ground. What that does is it allows my radical root to grow straight down, my coleoptile to grow straight up without having to curl around or bend around a seed that is landed in different directions. And so the other really neat thing about that as well, of not only trying to get that even emergence, is we're finding this correlation between the direction that the embryo is facing and leaf orientation. And so we're getting more plants to open up into that opening gap to try to have more leaf coverage and solar collectors, essentially, as you could say, instead of plants branching into each other and covering each other up.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.